are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Cleveland Browns single game tickets are available straight from the source on clevelandbrowns.com and, of course, the Browns mobile app. You can secure tickets to upcoming Cleveland Browns home games against the Baltimore Ravens, Monday Night Football, Johnny Manziel, Cincinnati Bengals, San Francisco 49ers, and Pittsburgh Steelers by visiting clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns mobile app right now. Nathan Zgura and Matt Wilhelm with you here on CBD. And Matt, Dino, should we go around the league and then get into the grades?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, it's time, Matt Wilhelm, to go around the league.
My NFL Films music is just awesome.
Number one.
All right, guys, 10 weeks into the season, let's go back in time here. Who would you rather have if you were an NFL GM? Jameis Winston or Marcus Mariota?
I don't know if your answer has changed, but I'm going to go with your original thought prior to the NFL draft and go with Jameis Winston. I just feel that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, while still not a full-on quality week-in, week-out football team, they've won some games that they're not supposed to win. And I can't say that I'm, you know, have my ear to the stat line to understand what Jameis is doing, but I think they're in a tough division, a tougher division than Marcus Mariota's playing against. And I just think that his pro-style passing game, as he had at Florida State, will just help keep him ahead of Marcus Mariota.
Well, I also will stick with Jameis Winston. I think he has the most pro traits, and I still think that he's got the upside as he's starting to settle into his role, and he's showing his ability to run the football as well, scored a rushing touchdown in three straight games. What I like about him is that he had 7 interceptions in his first 4 games. He's thrown 2 interceptions in his last 5 games. So he's already progressing at the NFL level. He really hasn't had his full bevy of weapons. You know, Mike Evans was hurt for much of the season. As soon as he got Mike Evans back, Vincent Jackson's been hurt. Austin Zafarian Jenkins has been hurt. I think Jameis Winston's size, the combination, he's shown the durability. We already seen Marcus Mariota get dinged up a little bit. He would still be the guy that I would want. How about you, Dino?
If given a choice, Mariota. Mariota.
Mariota for you, and what is it about Mariota that you like so much?
I think he's got all the intangibles. I think is gonna make for a winning quarterback. Now, whether it's gonna be interesting to see going forward, who is the permanent head coach is gonna be in Tennessee, and who's gonna be the guy to work with him and nurture him. But I still like Mariota over Winston.
All right, what's next?
Meanwhile,
number two.
All right, I believe they're playing this weekend. Theodore in Minnesota or Rodgers in Green Bay? Who wins the NFC North?
I'm going to go with the Packers. And I think the Packers win this weekend because just, you know, some of the articles that I read in reference to Green Bay as I continue to stay on top of, you know, their trials and tribulations, you know, through the 3-game losing streak. They've lost to 2, you know, undefeated teams, and a very unlikely loss that both Nathan, myself, and the kid all took one on the nose in our competition with the Packers losing for the first time, I think, in 20-some-odd games there at Lambeau Field to the Detroit Lions. They will figure it out, and I probably, if Aaron Rodgers could, go back as he did last year and spell it out, R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
I don't think so. I think they've got serious issues, Matt Wilhelm. I think this is a team that's got troubles on the offensive line. It's got troubles on the defensive side of the football. They cannot run the football. It's all falling on Aaron Rodgers. And what losing Jordy Nelson has done is he's replaced him with mediocre receivers. I mean, he targeted Davante Adams 21 times, and it produced 79 yards. No Jordy. Cobb is better off as a 1A or as a 2 than he clearly is as a 1. And I think this team's struggling. You look at the fact that for the first time all year, Aaron Rodgers has thrown for 300 yards with multiple touchdowns in back-to-back games, and they're 0-2 in those games. They struggle to stop the run. I think Adrian Peterson, I think Theodore, who's done a good job of managing the game there for this team, I think they have the advantage. And really, it's because of what we're not talking about a lot is the underrated defense of the Minnesota
yes.
Vikings. They have played fantastic football, and I think that will continue at home. They're favored in that one. I think they have an opportunity to get out of there with a W.
Number three.
All right, so we've 10 weeks into this thing. I need the 2 teams that will play for the AFC Championship and your 2 teams that will play for the NFC Championship.
Okay, I'm going to put two teams in each of them right now. One is going to be the New England Patriots in the AFC Championship, And the I'm going to put the Carolina Panthers playing in the NFC Championship. The AFC opponent will be the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the NFC opponent will be the Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona.
Panthers. So Carolina, Arizona.
I like that. I don't think Green Bay is going to make it.
I don't either. They're going to win the division, but they're not going to make it to that
Here's
point.
My dark horse team in the NFC.
Okay.
The New York Giants.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have New England.
Yes. Lock.
Pitt. I just think Ben gets healthy. They outscore a lot of teams, and they play that. They can play that dirty style of football with a decent defense and a run game like a lot of teams can't in December and January.
I don't disagree with it. I think the AFC is the Patriots, and then there's everybody else. I don't think there's anybody else in their league. I think that the Steelers, to get there, are going to have to go beat the Bengals.
Tough road.
I certainly think that they can beat the Bengals. I remain not blown away by the Bengals in any way, shape, or form.
And I wanted to go Bengals, but after Monday night, the template is out on how you stop Andy Dalton in that offense. Now the drops helped, as you mentioned, off air. But the template is out there to stop the Bengals offensively.
Yes, it certainly is.
So who do you say?
I agree with you. I said Steelers. All four. In the NFC, I think the New York Giants are the party crasher possibility in the NFC. Obviously, the Packers, if Aaron Rodgers just gets hot, he could be a party crasher. In the AFC, I really don't even see other than the Bengals.
They'll win the division, but I don't see the Colts getting hot.
No.
I don't see the Jets or the Bills being able to win a road playoff game in the playoffs.
And neither you said the Broncos, despite the
And I don't see the Broncos. With Peyton, without Panning, doesn't matter. And that defense, I think, has been exposed in the last couple weeks as well.
Yes.
And finally, number four. Tony Romo is expected to make his return to the Cowboys on Sunday. Now, what will their record be over the final seven games? And what's the chance that they could parlay that into the playoffs?
I'm gonna go second question first. They do not parlay their way into the playoffs because of Nathan's dark horse and the New York Giants. That I don't think they can sneak their way in the wild card in the NFC. And I would say, I want to say 5-2, but I'm going to go 4-3 to be safe. 4-3 for Tony Romo. Because I think, all in all, the Cowboys, they're missing the bell cow at running back. Their offensive line has been exposed, and that defense via injury is not as good as we thought it would be.
They are four games out of the wild card right now. So that's going to be a tall order to make up over the final seven. They are 2.5 out of first place in their division. If they're going to get in, they've got to win the division, which would make it tough for the New York Giants to be the party crasher. So I think that's difficult. Right now, if the playoffs started today, the Giants, the Vikings, the Panthers, and the Cardinals are your division winners. The Packers and the Falcons are your wild cards in the NFC. In the AFC, if the playoffs started today, New England, Cincinnati, Indy, and Denver would be your division winners, and your wild card teams would be Pittsburgh and currently the Buffalo Bills by way of virtue of their victory over the Jets. So an interesting playoff picture. I don't think that Tony's going to be able to do enough, but that defense has been good, but it hasn't been good enough for the Dallas Cowboys to find a way to go out there and get it done in his absence. If they could have just been 3-6, I think they would have a real shot.
To go 5-1, 6-1 to finish out and run hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
2-7 is a big hole to climb out of. A very
try
very
2-8.
We're not worried about that. All right.
That is around the league.
When we come back,
what's worth the 2-7?
We're going to go season grades, position by position on this team. Plus, we'll take your phone calls and your tweets, 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.